Well, only trouble is I don't know it. Anyway, let's try. Sundara Bala, Sundara Bala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata Si Hare Ketane. Sundara Bala, Sachi Dulala, Sundara Ketane Ketane. Sundara Bala Sachi Dulala Nacha Chachi Hare Ketane Bale Chandana Tilaka Manohara Ekaka Sobe Kapolaname What does that mean? This gorgeous boy is the darling child of Mother Sachi, dancing in the kirtan of chanting Lord Hari's names. His forehead is adorned with drawings of sandalwood paste, and his enchanting locks of hair are shining splendorously as they bounce upon his cheek. Next verse. Shire chuda da sharani bale vane pula mala ya vane dale Pairana pita pitambara sobe nuparuna juna charana name Sundara Bala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata Chava Ketane. Bale Chandana, Tilaka Manohara, Alaka Sobe Kapaname. Meaning. Okay. His hair is wrapped in a top knot, and a garland of forest flowers sways upon his chest. Wearing brilliant yellow silken garments, he dances with ankle bells tinkling upon his feet. Sri Gauranga, baby Bal Gauranga King. Okay, verse 3. Radha Krishna Eka Tanu Bhai Nirvana Maje Bashi Vidai Vishwarupa Ki Babu Jaya Sahi Aula Pagata Nadi Amen
Translation.
Bala chandana jiga kamana alaka sobe kapolanane.
I mean, did you read the translation?
Sri Sri Radha and Krishna have become joined in one body, and together they play a flute within the grove of Nidavan. In this mood, the Lord of Vishwarup has come and manifested himself in the town of Nadia. Zimaipo Chandadaya Mandir Kim. Someone. Okay, now four. Koi gayata hai Radha Krishna nam. Koi gayata hai Hari Guna gam. Koi gayata hai Radha Krishna nam. Koi gayata hai Hari Guna gam. Mangalatana, Midangalasala, Bajata Hai Kai Rangana Mai. Sundarabala, Sachidulala, Japtada Hai Kitane. Sundara Bala, Sachi Dula Lala, Nachata Sri Hare Ketame. Bala Chandana, Tilaka Manohara, Alaka Zobe Kapolaname. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Nita Gala Eba, Hare Eba. Hare Bal, Nitya Hare Bal. Jai Jai Prabhupan, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupan. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravika Chaya Sosa Deceased Most Vangrish Avicca Nerva in the background Swami. Jai Prabhupada Ki. Let's go found the BBG founder, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravika Chaya Sosa Deceased Man. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki. Pramsa Gaho Sri Krishna Taitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhasi Vasanti. Go Bhakta Vrinda ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina, Shyamakun Radhakun, Giri Gopadana ki, Mathura Vrindavan Dhamma ki, Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma ki, Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki, Iskan Mayapur Dhamma ki, Jamuna Maya Ganga Maya ki, Srimati Jalangi Maya ki, Srimati Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Sri Harinam Sangitan ki, Sangitan Yagya ki, Transcendental Book Distribution ki, Transcendental Prasadam Distribution ki, Transcendental Cow Protection ki, Lord Jagannath Festival for Balgauranga King. Gauranga King. Srila Prabhupada King. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Today's class will be on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the speaker took initiation from Srila Prabhupada in 1971. He's responsible for opening a number of temples, especially in Bangladesh and Nepal. And he is currently traveling all around the world, spreading the holy name. His Holiness, Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj!
Thank you, Jivananda. Actually, you left out. We are preaching in Congo. Any French-speaking devotees want to come to Congo and distribute books? We got so many books there, they don't know how to distribute them. So French-speaking, young, adventurous, ready to get malaria, devotees, are welcome. Okay. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Dena Tasme Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasati Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Actually, you may not know, but there was a small book published when I first joined the temple in London in 1971. There was a small book published, and it was this Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. And it's such a nectarian book. It has so many things in it. So I chose a verse from this, because we've heard a lot about Lord Chaitanya and, you know, Gauranga Tattva, how he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Radha and Krishna combined, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vritti Ladini Shakti Asmad, Ekatmanava People Viparade Abedam Katoto, Chaitakyam Prakadam Adunam Tatvayam Chakyam Abdam, Radha Bhava Sivalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. So we know that Lord Gauranga is Radha and Krishna, Krishna in the Bhava and in Muda of Radharani, to give mercy, our Darya Bhav. So we've learned many things over the last few classes, and I thought, well, now everyone's going to go out all over the world, because we've lost many devotees that have already left. So I can at least give a little injection here from Srila Prabhupada to encourage us to go and spread Krishna consciousness. So this is a nice verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sabanistarete Prabhu Kripa Avataram. Sabanistarete Kare Chaturi Aparam. Sabanistarete Prabhu Kripa Avataram. Sabanistarete Kare Chaturi Aparam. Sabanistari te Prabhu Kripa Avatam. Sabanistari te Kare Chaturi Apam. Sabanistari te Prabhu Kripa Avatam. Mataji, please lay this. Sabanistarite Prabhu Kripa Avatara. Okay, thank you. So, Sabam, all, Nistarite, to deliver, Prabhu, the Lord, Kripa, mercy, Avatara, incarnation, Sabam, all. Nishtarite, to deliver. Kare, did. Chaturi, devices. Apara, unlimited. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. Please repeat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. Oh no. Purport. Actually, there was a mix-up. I wanted to read the purport to 32. But anyway, we can also talk about that. It is the concern of the Acharya to show mercy to the fallen souls. In this connection, Desha Kala Patra, the place, the time, and the object should be taken into consideration. Since the European and American boys and girls in our Krishna conscious movement preach together, less intelligent men criticize that they are mingling without restriction. In Europe and America, boys and girls mingle unrestrictedly and have equal rights. Equal rights key. Therefore, it is not possible to completely separate the men from the women. However, we are thoroughly instructing both men and women how to preach. And actually, they are preaching wonderfully. Srila Prabhupada ki. Of course, we very strictly prohibit illicit sex. Boys and girls who are not married are not allowed to sleep together or live together. And there are separate arrangements for boys and girls in every temple. Yes? Good. Grihasthas, that means those who are married, grihasthas, they live outside the temple. For in the temple we do not allow even husband and wife to live together. The results of this are wonderful. Both men and women are preaching the gospel of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna with redoubled strength. In this verse, the words Sabha Nistarite Kare Chaturi Apar indicate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver one and all. Therefore, it is a principle that a preacher must strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastras, the scriptures, yet at the same time devise a means by which the preaching work to reclaim the fallen may go on with full force. So, it's good, no? It's nice? Yes. You're following this? I want to go back to a previous verse which I actually wanted to read today, but it was a mix-up because I changed the sloka. So it was my fault, but still. It's very nice, this next verse. Because it just shows how Lord Chaitanya was very, a big innovator. He's an innovator, and Prabhupada was an innovator. And that's how Prabhupada spread this movement. Okay, I'll just read the verse quickly. We'll hear what Prabhupada has to say. Because we're all followers of Prabhupada. Prabhupada Nuga's king. So, remember, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to preach to everyone. But some people, like the students, the Mayavadis, the tough nuts, they just ran away. So Lord Chaitanya had to think of doing something to trap them. You know, that was actually that's Prabhupada's mission also. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacharya. He came to the West, which is full of this voidism and impersonalism. So what did Lord Chaitanya do? Seeing that the Mayavadis and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in the inundation of love of God, but some of them have escaped. Therefore I shall devise a trick to drown them also. So Prabhupada was tricky. But Lord Chaitanya was so tricky. Here is an important point. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to invent a way to capture the Mayavadis and others who did not take interest in the Krishna consciousness movement. That's true today? Yes? This is the symptom of an acharya. An acharya who comes for the service of the Lord cannot be expected to conform to a stereotype, for he must find the ways and means by which Krishna consciousness may be spread. Sometimes jealous persons criticize the Krishna conscious movement because it engages both boys and girls in distributing love of Godhead. Not knowing that boys and girls in countries like Europe and America mix very freely, these fools and rascals criticize the boys and girls in Krishna consciousness for intermingling. But these rascals should consider that one cannot suddenly change a community's social customs. However, since both the boys and the girls are being trained to become preachers, those girls are not ordinary girls, but are as good as their brothers who are preaching Krishna consciousness. Therefore, to engage both boys and girls in fully transcendental activities is a policy intended to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. These jealous fools who criticize the intermingling of boys and girls will simply have to be satisfied with their own foolishness, because they cannot think of how to spread Krishna consciousness by adopting ways and means that are favorable for this purpose. Their stereotyped methods will never help spread Krishna consciousness. Therefore, what we are doing is perfect by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for it is he who proposed to invent a way to capture those who strayed from Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. I remember when I first came in the temple in London, in Bury Place, I was a hippie, but now I'm happy. So, I was very fortunate, I was very hungry, and I had one white surgeon's jacket with all these, felt-tip pen signs, the cross, Star of David, Om sign, all over the jacket, you know. So I didn't want to be preached to by anybody in the Hare Krishna temple. Somebody told me, if you're hungry, you go to a Hare Krishna temple. And I was hungry. I was thinking, you know, I must be Lord Buddha or some kind of incarnation. So, but anyway, I was hungry, so I couldn't figure that out. So I pushed open the door. There was nobody there. I could smell some incense, some spices in the air. It was deserted. And all of a sudden, this melody came up out of the basement. And you know who it was? It was Malati Devi Dasi! One of the first disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who, you know, she brought Jagannath to Prabhupada. Anyway, so she said, she looked at me, she said, you want something to eat? I said, yes. And she understood where I was coming from. but I didn't want to be preached to because I was, you know, on another level, you know. Jesus said, well, they've all gone on Sankirtan. Because those days we used to do 6 hours in the morning, 6 hours, well, six in the morning after breakfast, and then another 5 or 6 in the afternoon before evening arti on the Harinam on Oxford Street. She said, they've all gone out and they took their lunch. We've just got green mung dal left. Oh, I didn't know what mung dal was. I just said, yeah, yeah. So she said, sit down. And it was a completely bare room, you know, no furniture, just linoleum, you know. And it was in the basement. I thought, this feels like home, you know, because as hippies, we all like to sit on the floor and eat with our hands. So just like home, I felt like sitting on the floor. Then she brought this steel, I don't know what you say, kachora, a big one, 1 liter size, with full of green mung dal, and there were these lanka, how do you say, sharks, black chilies floating on top, and my eyes were watering before I even tasted it. But I was so cold, it was winter, it was January in London, you know, and it looked, smelled so nice, you know. And I looked on the wall, and there was this big picture of this guy. He's got his hands in his hair, and he's got long black hair, and he's looking up in the air. And I thought, this guy is tripping. Tripping means he's taking psychedelic drugs. Actually, it was Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu King. So that was my first vision of Lord Gauranga. And then I took my mung dal and I just floated out onto the stream and felt fully satisfied. That was my first prasadam. Krishna prasadam King. Malati Malaji King. I asked her, do you remember that? She said, no, I don't remember. And she gave prasadam to so many. And she was so merciful. So I'll just see how this moment is spreading by cooperation of boys and girls. Everybody knows the story how 3 couples, Mukunda and Janaki, Malati and Shamasunda, and Gurudas and Yamuna, they came to London to do the impossible. Because Prabhupada's godbrothers had failed. And Prabhupada had started in America, but he wanted to start in England, London. So he sent them. And you know, it's history now. It's just totally amazing. But how they did it, how they met George Harrison. It was just a wonderful story of how Lord Gauranga's mercy had spread. That Hare Krishna startles London. You know, that was... Prabhupada was so pleased, you know. Hare Krishna startles London. Actually, interesting story from Shamasunda's book that, you know, they thought they would start the first kirtan. So they went to Trafalgar Square, which is a big square in London where Nelson's Column is. So they all had long hair then. And they were wearing, you know, maybe the marriages were wearing saris. But the men, they just had trousers, shirt and pants, you know. They started a kirtan. Nobody came. Nobody was interested. They started a kirtan in Trafalgar Square. Nobody came. And then one of the security said, can you get out of here? And they thought, what to do? We're supposed to spread this rumor. Maybe we should shave our heads. Maybe we should wear dhotis. This is actually a true story. It's written by Shamasunda. So they thought, we better just do how Prabhupada told us to do it. So when they shaved their heads and tilak and robes and everything, then Hare Krishna startled London. Yeah. Because Prabhupada knew how to preach, you know. He knew what would startle people and get attention to the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So this was Prabhupada, you know. Prabhupada was warned actually by some people. When you go to the West, you have to eat meat, you have to drink alcohol, you have to wear shirt pants. You know, otherwise you can't preach. But Prabhupada's, no, he thought, no. These people, look at these hippies, they're completely, how do you say, something amazing. that we can give them something even more amazing. The shaved head, sikha, robes, everything. So, Prabhupada had to adapt to time and circumstance, and he was very expert at that. And what was he giving us? He was giving us what Lord Chaitanya is giving us. Chaitadapanam arjanam, bhava mahadavagna nivapanam, shreya kairava chandika vitaranam, vijabhadu jivanam, anandam buddhivardhanam, pratipadam punamritas bhavanam, sarvatma snapanam parambhajaita, Shri Krishna, anandam buddhivardhanam, pratipadam punamritas. He's giving us a taste of the nectar for which we're always anxious. The soul is anxious to find Krishna, every soul. Even the birds, the beasts, the fishes. When Lord Chaitanya was in Jarikanda, even the tigers, the elephants, everything were chanting. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was astounded. There was a tiger lying on the path, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya was his servant. What's going to happen? Is the tiger going to eat him? He kicked the tiger. The tiger started to chant, "Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!" And then Lord Chaitanya was in the Jarikanda forest. He was taking bath in the forest river. And a whole herd of elephants came and started to play around and take bath in the river. If I was there, I'd have run like a mile. And Lord Chaitanya was saying his Gayatri, splashed them with water, you know. He was so cool, you know, kept on with his Gayatri, splashed them with water, and they all started to dance and roll on the floor. Now, we can't do that, you know. That's the difference between us and Lord Chaitanya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ajopi san avyayatma, bhutanam avyayopi san, prakritim svamadistayam sambhavami atmama. Krishna descends in his original spiritual form. We have to change our bodies. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani chavaja. Arjuna couldn't remember all his births, but Krishna could remember all his births. So Lord Chaitanya's body is fully transcendental, Satchitananda Vigraha. So, this is the amazing thing that Srila Prabhupada was able to introduce Krishna consciousness in America by following Lord Chaitanya's example of innovating ways to do it. And in this verse, he criticizes some of his godbrothers who criticized him. He said, "You couldn't do anything. We could do it. We engaged men and women in preaching, distributing books, and it was very successful." Why? Because anandam buddhivardhanam. The main thing is everybody wants love of Krishna. We're hankering for it. In Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says in most poignant way that everyone has a loving propensity. A loving propensity. A propensity to love, which is unlimited. We want to love people unlimitedly. And it's not satisfied by, you know, just like a child. First loves food, then loves his mother, then loves his family, then loves his village, then loves his nation, then loves the United Nations, but still not satisfied. Why? Because we're part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We have the quality of Krishna. We have to serve Krishna or we'll serve Maya. And we'll be dissatisfied because we'll be trapped. Krishna bully say jiva nadi bahi muk. Ataiva maya tarade samsara duk. When we forget Krishna, when we're not serving Krishna, we're in an unnatural situation, like fishes out of the water. And we're suffering birth, death, old age, and disease, kicked by Maya. So just like this finger, this simple preaching, anyway, someone's got to say it. The finger has to serve the whole body. If the finger wants to do its own thing, it'll never be satisfied. The finger has to do its thing. There's a mosquito, get the mosquito away. That's the hand's duty. So we're all part and parcel of Krishna. That's what Lord Sanatana Goswami asked. Kenayamai, kayamai, Kena jari tapi toy. If I don't know who am I? Why am I suffering in this world? And Lord Chaitanya said, Jivara Swarupahoy Nityara Krishna Das, Krishna Tatastik, Tatastik Shakti Vedavedi, but Prakash, we're all part and parcel of Krishna. We're all part and parcel of God. So we have to serve God. This is natural. But nobody knows this simple knowledge. The whole world is in ignorance. So Prabhupada was thinking, if I don't tell this, who's going to tell it? Even I'm an old man. Who's going to tell it? And then when he made a few devotees, he was sending them. It said that Prabhupada once said, I don't know, don't get me for this, but that when the spinach is green, when the sake is green, you have to cook it. So many new devotees came. Prabhupada sent them to South Africa, age of 19, Nanda Kumar, as a sannyasi. Other sannyasis he sent there. Prabhupada actually said, we don't have to be any age to be sannyasi. Just to be surrendered to Krishna. I want to preach. You know, we're not a Varnashram Dharma movement. Prabhupada transcended Varnashram Dharma. There's no designations in the Hare Krishna movement. Although we try to make it for organization, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Naham Vipra, Narapati, and Vaishnava and Shudra. We're not Naham Vipra, we're not Brahmins, we're not Shudra. We're eternal spirit souls. And we have our duty to do, to spread this movement before the world, you know, blows itself up. Or it gets, you know, Corona of COVID-19, you know. Was it COVID-19? Okay. That's the next, Maya's trick. But actually, everyone's going to die anyway. So we better chant Hare Krishna. So, you know, we have the real medicine, the holy names. Enechi Yoshodi Maya. Enechi Yoshodi Maya. Nashi Baralagi. Hare Nama Maha Mantra Lao Tumi Magi. Take this Maha Mantra. Because why are we suffering? Jeev Jag, we're sleeping. Everyone's sleeping in Maya. Kota Nidra Yao Maya Pise Chorya Kole. And we've had experience at the Harinam Ruchi party every day. You know, we go all over the world. And the guys and girls and families are sitting at the restaurant. And they're eating their steak and chips or fish and chips, whatever it is. And they've got their beer and they've got their wine. And we come along, boom, boom, boom. Vishnu John's plugging out a heavy rhythm, you know. Boom, 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 boom. And they can't help stop. Some of them can't start clapping, getting them clapping. Next thing, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare,
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 Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare,
so it's a bit aggressive, you know. Sometimes the restaurant keeper, get out of here, get out of here, you know. They don't like people interfering with their customers. But then, following us come the book distributors. Oh, take one of these. They don't know what happened. Because actually, when you see their face, and when they're in material consciousness eating their steak and chips and drinking their wine, like their face is kind of like a mask. The skin and the bones, it's like almost like a dead man, you know? They're walking dead, you know, the living dead. But then, they feel very shy. Many of them feel a little shy, you know? But then we say, go on, go on. And Hare Krishna. And then the face comes awake and it's like a light bulb goes out behind their eyes, you know. It's like, even for a few seconds, you know, they're on the transcendental platform. We injected them with Krishna consciousness. And then we move on, you know, and the damage is done. Neha bhikkhamana sosti prachaviya navijate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. That little chanting once the holy name will save them from going down into low species of life. And Haridasa Thakur says, even the chanting loud chanting of the holy names, it awakens dormant living entities, like in this piece of wood, because they're all awake in this piece of wood. This piece of wood is fully transcendental. Hello, sir. Can you say something? Hare Krishna. No, but just ordinary, you know, rocks and stones that are composed of the Brahma Jyoti, right? It's all compressed Brahma Jyoti. All these Mayavadis, they ended up being stones. So, but when the holy names, oh, what happened? They start going up the evolutionary cycle towards the human form of life. This is what Haridas Thakur says. This loud chanting, even in the forest. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, don't worry if nobody comes to your program. The walls, the floors, the sky, everyone will hear. Prabhupada said, the scientists say the vibrations of the Hare Krishna goes around the world 7 or 8 times. So back to the original point. Our loving propensity expands, just like if you throw a stone in a pond, right? There's a pond. And not the Ganga, because it's flowing. So a nice, cool pond. You throw a stone in the pond, or a gulabdaman in the pond. Gulabdaman, maha gulabdaman. Then you'll get boom, 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 concentric circles going out and out and out and out. And there's no limit, right? So how are we going to satisfy a loving propensity of human society? United Nations is not going to do it. I'm sorry. All the presidents of all the nations, how many nations? 192? 182? New flags every day. You're not going to bring peace. Why? Why will you not bring peace? Because of the upadis. I am from Ghana. I am from Ghana. It's a very nice country. I am from France. And so many languages, so many countries. I'm American. I'm from England. Actually, I am from England. Made in England. Export item. So the thing is, as Prabhupada says, we have to become designation-less. As long as we have designations, we're going to fight, we're going to argue, we're going to be jealous, we're not going to have any peace in this world. So that's why Lord Chaitanya's movement is so important. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Why are we fighting? Because we have, this is Prabhupada's words, unclean hearts. You cannot have cooperation with unclean hearts, with these designations. You know, I am a new devotee, I am an initiated devotee, I am a Brahmin, I am a GBC, I am this, I am that. We're not any of these things. We're eternal servants of Krishna. Gopi Bhata Padakamalo Dasana Das, we're servants of Krishna. I'm not saying we shouldn't have organization, if we should just like, you know, everyone for themselves. No, because we're all, there needs to be organization and intelligence. But it shouldn't forget the fact that Anandam Buddhi Vadanam, love of God, Krishna, is spontaneous. Lord Chaitanya is giving Anushvada, this ras, spontaneous ras. Anapita chiram chirat karanavai kinakalo samapaita onatushvala rasamsa bhaktisya. He's giving us a spontaneous love of the gopis in Vrindavan. That's spontaneous. Mother Yashoda doesn't think baby Krishna's God. Nanda Maharaj doesn't think, you know, my son is God. He's saying, bring my shoes. Bring my shoes. Bring my chapels. Mother Yashoda is trying to tie up baby Krishna, showing the stick. Not hitting him, but showing the stick. So the thing is that the advantage of the Hare Krishna movement is that Vishaya Vinivartante, Niraha Rasya Dehino, Rasova Jam Rasopchasya, Param Dristva Nivartate. It's giving a taste, a higher taste. Param Dristva Nivartate. Therefore, people's sinful activities can be diminished. only by getting a higher taste. And with all due respect to the book distributors, who are doing amazing work distributing Prabhupada's books, when I first read Prabhupada's books, I couldn't make head or tail of it. But after I chanted Hare Krishna, then it became clear. So in my humble opinion, that both things should go hand in hand. That chanting Hare Krishna purifies everyone. No one can escape. They can escape a book distributor. You know, not everyone will take a book. The books will go far and wide for reading. But when you go down the street with the Harinam party, nobody can escape. Not the birds, not the fishes, not the human beings, not the policemen. Everybody can hear. It's just a deadly medicine. It's worse than COVID-19. The holy names. And this is what is recommended in the Brihad Naradeya Purana. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. So, okay, let's have some variety. You don't want me shooting out my big mouth. Some time for questions, please. So the prime benediction, Shreya Kairava, Chandrika Vitaranam, Vijaya Badur Divanam, Chetu Dapanam Arjuna, because it's cleaning everyone's heart. So we get off the nationalistic platform, or the United Nations platform, or the Varnashram Dharma platform. Varnashram Dharma is ekobaya. It may be necessary, but don't let's forget the love of God is within everyone's heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saja Kabunai. Shravanadi Sudha Chiti Kareya Doi. Chanting Hare Krishna awakens that love of God. And you can't expect the love of God to be stereotyped. You can't put it in a box, love of God. That's like Kamsa. As soon as Krishna was born, okay, let's kill all the babies. You know. I'm not saying we should become Sahajiyas and, you know, do all crazy things. But we should be thinking how to spread this movement by outreach to the fallen conditioned souls. One time, this is the last story, and we can have questions. Bhagavan was one of our main leaders, and he was GBC in UK. And he thought, well, okay, let's pay £1,000 and get an advertising consultancy to find out how to spread this movement in UK. Okay, the guys came along, checked us out. These are Hare Krishna, this is Prasanna, which is where you are. And then they came back after taking the £1,000. They said, actually, what you're doing, chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books, and this is the best thing you could do. And if any organization like United Nations or some big company had people going out and chanting their names, that would be their good fortune. But you have it automatically by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's what we're doing. It's the best advertising. This chanting of the holy names and book distribution, prasadam distribution. So this will be successful. Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam! Okay. Questions, please. One question, please. Push the red button.
Thank you, Maharaj. I have a question that since you are traveling to different countries chanting the holy name, besides India, are there any other countries that are more receptive and pious to receive the holy name? Do you have any comment in that? Pious, more...
Everywhere. You know, that's a good question, but you mean besides India? Everywhere we get, you know, the same thing, you know. Everyone likes to dance and sing. Prabhupada says, rhythm is a universal religion. There's some quote like that. Rhythm. Everyone likes to dance and sing. It's natural, you know. The people are suffering because they can't dance. The only time they can dance and sing is when they're drunk. And it's unfortunate. But by association of devotees, they can dance and sing any place, anywhere. So this is what we found, you know. And it's not me that's started the Harinam Ruchi Party worldwide. It's Vishnu Jan. He's the leader. He's been around the world 8 times. And he's continuing. If I'm not on his party, he'll continue. When I drop dead, you know, he'll continue. Because everywhere there's living entities who want to dance and sing. And not only birds, but even dogs and strange creatures. They love Harinam. Even children, they love Harinam. Children, especially children. Any country. You get the Matajis will take the children's hands, and then you get a whole bunch of children dancing, and then a big crowd comes around. They've never seen it before. What is this? They're children dancing and singing. They're so happy. Oh, to see their kids dancing and singing. In every country I've seen this. In every country I've seen the children, people come around dancing, singing. It's universal. Hare Krishna is universal. So don't let your temple presidents minimize his Harinam. You're planting seeds. You're planting seeds. You're purifying people. You may not get the Lakshmi out of them immediately, or they may not even take a book immediately. But because their hearts are purified, it's awakening. What's that verse? Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lada. We're planting seeds of love of God. And love of God is already there. So when they hear, then the seed begins to sprout. So it's so nice. So I think every country is great. Every country is different. For instance, Sri Lanka. Boom, 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 boom. It's a Buddhist country. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Got like 100 people like this. What can you do, you know? So they're not so. It's easy, difficult to penetrate. Same in Nepal with the Buddhists. I mean, no disrespect for the Buddhists. They're good, fixed in their sadhana, but very difficult for them to get the nectar. But the nectar's going in. Immediately, they don't jump and dance and sing, but they're listening. So something's happening in their heart. Maybe the hearts are thinking, I wish I could be like them. Yeah. So, don't worry. In Congo also, my goodness, you know, we do the kirtan, there's like 500 people looking at you, like you're some witch doctor from the hellish planets. And they don't know what you are, or where you've come from. And, you know, and then the only way you can break the ice is if somebody preaches that, and these are the names of God, and then maybe get it. But the only people that dance and sing immediately are the kids that are sniffing glue. In Central Africa and, you know, East Africa, the street kids, they sniff glue. You know, this petroleum glue. It gets them high, you know. And they're the ones that dance and sing. One time we went in a village, and we was doing the kirtan, and all the villagers came, wow, far out, Hare Krishna, names of God. But when the local pastor, the local priest heard about it, he said, no, stop, they're from the devil. There's these people from the devil, they're all witch doctors, you know, evil. So then nobody would chant after that. So there's a challenge, you know. But anyway, the holy names are there. So wherever we go, sometimes we receive well, sometimes we're not, but we have to do the job. We have to do the job. Okay, next question, please. Mike. Oh, I want to go.
Thank you, Maharaj, for so nicely telling your experiences. But Prabhupada was telling that in the purport that as long as one is stereotype, one cannot be successful in preaching. So we have to invent new means, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invented new methods for preaching to Mayavadi. So, but at the same time, while inventing new methods, one may go to deviation zone also. So how to safeguard that?
How to what?
Safeguard ourselves.
How to safeguard ourselves, yeah, nice. So you can see, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He adopted a traditional Varnashram procedure, taking sannyas, at the age of 24. Now that's very weird. You know, who's thought of taking sannyas at 24? A beautiful wife, a mother with no father. He left them. So he adopted an already existing method and he adapted it for preaching. So, you know, therefore it was a different kind of sannyas. Not Mayavad sannyas, it was a preaching sannyas. So we can safeguard ourselves by what's that? Sadhu Shastra, Guru Vakya, Chite Te Kariyakya. Everything has to be tested by Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Otherwise, it can be disturbance. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidimbina. If it's against the scriptures and the Sampradaya, we shouldn't do it. But the principle is that we should adopt methods which are successful. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nevesayan. Somehow or other we have to fix people's mind on Krishna, to fix our own minds on Krishna. That's the whole idea. It's the bottom line. So we have to judge by... And Prabhupada was expert in doing that. And so we have to think, you know, what is this movement? Has Prabhupada departed? Is this really post-Prabhupada ISKCON? Sometimes I think, well... The propaganda is that, you know, only the Prabhupada disciples have Prabhupada. Because we once saw him 50 years ago or something. Is that true?
No.
So Prabhupada is... whatsoever. He reasons ill who think that Vaishnavas die when they're living still in sound. Vaishnav dies to live and living spreads the holy name around. So this movement is spreading because Prabhupada is the head of this movement. Actually, he's the head. Why is this movement spreading? Because he's the head. He's the Senapati Bhakta. He's leading us to victory in his Vani form, in the form of his instruction, and his Vapu form, the deity form. But his Vani form, people are reading the books, and we're chanting the holy names, we're following Prabhupada's instructions, we're opening temples, we're doing deity worship. It's all Prabhupada's because he's a liberated soul. It's different from us. You know, Prabhupada explains that the Uttama Adhikari descends to the Madhyama Adhikari platform, the preaching platform. Otherwise, the Uttama Adhikari, he sees everyone is great, the world's great, everyone's fine. No need to preach. Everyone's a devotee except me. So that's no good for preaching. So Prabhupada had to show us how to preach, to make distinctions, to find out the innocent, to avoid the demons, to worship Krishna, to make friends with the devotees. This is Madhyama Adhikari. But we shouldn't think Prabhupada's a Madhyama Adhikari. No, he's way beyond. He's come in order to spearhead this movement. And we shouldn't think, you know, that we can take his position as the head of ISKCON. I have a bee in the bonnet. I don't want to talk about it right now, but... You know, let's think that anyone is the head of ISKCON except Prabhupada. And then we'll be successful. We can take shelter of Prabhupada, his words, and his vani. Find ways to use all Prabhupada's instructions. Just like we have Vanipedia on the internet. We can make books on every single topic, like, you know, female Diksha Guru, FDGs, or any topic. What did Prabhupada say? It can be in a separate book, compilation from all of Prabhupada's instructions. And that can be in the whole library, and it can be updated every day. GBC can use that to make decisions quickly. Prabhupada's Vani is there. Prabhupada's words are there. Never was there an acharya who did what Prabhupada did. Traveled all over the world, made so many audio tapes, recordings, lectures, conversations. So we have Prabhupada with us. And we'll be victorious. We don't need to worry about anything. If we just understand that we're the managers on behalf of Prabhupada, and he's the head of society and the arms of society. We're the managers, and Prabhupada's the head, and we're the body. Some of us are foot soldiers, and some of us are... It's Daivivan Ashram. Prabhupada's the head. This is how I see it. I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have to test by Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Whether you were inventing. People think my hat is crazy, but intellectual devotion says you can wear prasadam. You should wear prasadam. My hat is prasadam, everything. It's got changing bodies. That's prasadam from Bhagavad Gita. It's got Jagannath's face. It's got Lord Chaitanya's to love Jagannath's face. It's got everything. I can wear prasadam. And it's teaching. I'm not saying everyone has to wear a crazy hat now. Don't worry. I'm not trying to make a hat revolution. But everyone can use their initiative to spread Krishna consciousness in so many ways. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh, anybody want prasadam?